This episode of The War Room is brought to you by C4 Energy. Enter Full Reptile at checkout for 30% off. And make sure you check out their new smart energy range. Hello everybody and welcome to The War Room. This one is for this weekend's UFC main event between Anthony Lionheart Smith and Ryan Spann. Superman Spann. Okay. So obviously with Anthony Smith, we're very familiar with him. He was a middleweight for some time in the UFC, moved up to light heavyweight, has been a title challenger, brings in a massive record of 35-16. Ryan Spann came through the contender series, was unsuccessful in his first fight, if I remember right, went away and picked up a couple of victories and then came back. He lost to Carl Robertson back in 2017, but then he went to LFA, picked up three wins, as well as the vacant light heavyweight title, and then came back to Dana White's contender series and won with a first-round guillotine. Both of these guys, Anthony Smith and Ryan Spann, have spent time as middleweights as well as light heavyweights. So Anthony Smith was a middleweight for the majority of his career. 29-13 is his middleweight record, and then he moved to light heavyweight. Ryan Spann has bounced back and forth between light heavyweight and middleweight almost all the way through, all the way through his career. In his first five fights, I think he won all five of them. But I believe that one of them was a light heavyweight. Yeah, it was. His second one was light heavyweight. So he's always been kind of on that cusp of weight classes where, you know, he could cut to make middleweight if he needed to. I think that time has passed. You know, I think where he's at right now in his career, I think he's a solid light heavyweight. Where is he? Yeah, he's 30. You know, I think the times of him quitting to middleweight are done. Because he's massive. I mean, he's 6'5". He's got a 79-inch reach. So he's got an inch height and a 3-inch reach advantage on Anthony Smith. And Anthony Smith, he's a big light heavyweight, 6'4" himself. It's not the first time that Smith fought someone that's taller than him or has a longer reach. He's a bit 50-50 with those guys. If you remember back to the John Jones fight, he just kind of froze up a little bit. He looked a bit stagnant. Same thing I would say in the Rakic fight. But then, with Gustafsson, he was able to get to him. He was able to land on him and he picked up a victory there. So the biggest enemy going into this fight for Anthony Smith is himself. You know, we talk about this with fighters sometimes, and there's a few that spring to mind. Vitor Belfort is one of the best examples. If they show up on their game, they're lethal. Cowboy, another one. But if they show up and they're not quite there mentally, or they maybe underestimate their opponent, or they overestimate themselves, there's a variety of different reasons for this. Sometimes fighters just step in there and they don't look themselves every time around. And I think Anthony Smith can be a bit like that. You know, in conversations I've had with him, we've always come back to the topic of the fact that he's chasing that adrenaline rush. He's chasing that fear that he got in his first fight. Now, bear in mind, he took his first fight on about an hour's notice, and he was only there because he found a flyer at a Subway. So, that's a very different environment. And I wonder whether he'll ever be able to recapture that again. So for me now, the thing that's got to fill in with adrenaline and nerves is the threat of the opponent. And unfortunately, when that didn't happen against John Jones, when I think he expected it to, I kind of wonder whether he's got that desire now to chase it. That's my question, my concern. Someone like Ryan Spann is a risky fighter for anybody in this light heavyweight division, because he's got a great jab. He stays on the outside. He's very mobile, but he's very good at pressuring from the center. And if you level change, he's got a wicked guillotine. I mean, Anthony Smith, he's a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu compared to Ryan Spann, who's a blue belt. But then, a guillotine is a very opportunistic submission that anyone can get caught in. Anthony Smith also sometimes takes his eye off the prize. When he comes in focus, like he did against Shogun, like he did against Gustafsson for the majority of that fight, he gets after them, he pressures them, and he gets these fights won. Same with Rashad Evans as well, with that beautiful knee. But then sometimes, like, say, for example, the Glover Teixeira fight, he can give his best effort, the fight starts to fade, and then he starts to fade and his confidence goes. And there's a point where I feel like he starts to take unnecessary damage because he's not alert enough and fired up enough to actually do something about it. He kind of, he even did it in the Özdemir fight. You know, he broke his nose in the first round and then just kind of hung out for the rest of the round while Özdemir did work. He can't do that against Ryan Spann because Spann's in here to prove a point. He's got Anthony Smith in front of him. Anthony Smith fought against John Jones. This is a big opportunity for Ryan Spann. You know, you look at the guys that Spann's fought, and this is definitely the step up. You know, he's had some names on his record, you know, the likes of Little Nog and Misha Serkinov in his last fight. But Anthony Smith's, you know, he's a big step up. He represents the top tier of the division. So I expect Ryan Spann to come in with a very focused game plan to try and hold the center and keep Anthony Smith on the end of his jab and use that 3-inch height to reach advantage and keep stinging him. I mean, even in that fight against Johnny Walker where he lost, he dropped Johnny Walker a couple of times. It was only a lack of good decision making where he lost that fight, really. I mean, you know, twice he dropped Johnny Walker with clean shots. Smith, I think Smith's technically probably a better fighter everywhere. I think he's a more well-rounded striker. I also think he's probably got better jiu-jitsu. The wrestling is the swing point, and I think both of these guys can win or lose the wrestling. I think Ryan Spann's easy to take down because he's tall and people will ever change underneath him pretty quickly. And I think Anthony Smith can be easy to take down because he doesn't always fight it because he knows that he'd rather use that energy on the floor trying to submit them. Anthony Smith's very good off his back, you see. So, you know, being able to work off his back and being accepting of being on his back is a decision he has to make in this fight. If Ryan Spann decides to close him down and take him down and work from top position because we've seen Smith vulnerable there before, that's where Smith's either got to work for that triangle, which he loves. I mean, he's got 5 of them on his record, I think. Yeah, 5 triangles, 3 rear naked chokes. But he can't get stuck on his back. He can't get outworked because this is the danger. This is what happens with Anthony Smith in his fights. He allows the person that he's fighting to outwork him. And Ryan Spann will absolutely do that. Regarding them on the feet, the best thing about Ryan Spann's game, really, and the most valuable thing in any fighter's game, especially a striking skill set, is a jab. He's got a very good jab. You know, he hammers it down the pipe. You saw that against Enrique. Busts his nose up. Keeps people right on the outside and makes him feel very overbearing. Anything else about his game can be coupled onto that. For Anthony Smith, the flip side is that, I mean, he's got a variety that he can use and he's very good at a few things. You know, snap front kicks and overhands, and he's got a good uppercut as well. We've got good knees, as we've seen. Great elbows, but the key in this fight, I think, is going to be that low kick, because although Spann stays on his toes and stays mobile, he does stay quite straight and heavy on that lead leg. He does stand over his lead knee, and you know, we saw what Anthony Smith did to Jimmy Crute's knee. I mean, I watched that back earlier today. I mean, he hammered into that leg a couple of times, and Jimmy Crute couldn't make it into the second round. I think if nothing else, it will take away some of the mobility of Spann and make his jab less dangerous. It'll also make the level change a bit easier. And I do think the best route for Anthony Smith to win this fight is to ground it. You know, put this fight on the ground, work from top position. You know, potentially Ryan Spann's going to turtle as he's getting back up, and then that near side hook slides in and he keeps working the ground and pound. And then, you know, he's got options of triangles, but then he's really required to be on his back. And that's where he tends to get stuck. He tends to try and he fails, and he tries again and he fails, and then he just kind of accepts being on the bottom for the rest of the round. This is a 5-round fight. Ryan Spann has fought for titles in the past. He's been in 5-round fights before. So there's not going to be a concern with him there. And he always comes in good shape as well, as do both of these guys. It's all about decision-making in this one, as it is in all fights, you know. The mindset of Anthony Smith, if he comes in fired up, if he decides he's going to put it on Ryan Spann, you know, work his way inside, good head movement, good defense, and he's got a great chin as well. I mean, you know, he can take a couple of risks working his way inside. But once he's inside, taking Ryan Spann down, you know, he took Devin Clark down with a beautiful takedown, you know, just bumped him over his leg. It doesn't have to be complex. It doesn't have to be high amplitude or highlight reel or anything. Get the fight to the floor, wear on him, beat him up. Learn something from the Glover Teixeira fight. You know, I think sometimes Anthony Smith is his own worst enemy. And someone like Ryan Spann is the kind of athlete, the kind of fighter that will be able to find those weaknesses in his game if it lasts long enough. Work behind that jab, chip him apart, and then potentially Anthony Smith gets tired and lazy and level changes into a guillotine. You know what, there are 8 guillotines on Ryan Spann's record. I mean, that's almost half of his wins. One thing also that is worth noting as well, aside from the loss to Walker, those elbows, the only other loss on Ryan Spann's record at light heavyweight is to Robert Drysdale, which was a rear naked choke in the second. So even though he's only ranked a blue belt, I think probably his MMA grappling is a much higher level than that. Even if he can make it to the second round with Drysdale, and from what I've seen of him, you know, working on the ground, I do feel like his understanding is better, but I still give the edge to Smith. Okay, what haven't I said? I think I've covered it all there. I mean, you know, it's Anthony Smith, it's the same thing when he went in there against Jimmy Crew. I felt the same thing. And that was one of those fights I didn't really want either guy to lose. I like both of them. I felt like Jimmy Crew is the generation behind Anthony Smith. So Anthony Smith should have won it. But the question going into that fight in my mind is, you know, does Anthony Smith show up? Because if he doesn't, Jimmy Crew's the kind of guy that will connect with his chin and hurt him. And I would say the same thing about Ryan Spann as well. You know, this is another test for Smith to kind of keep his head above water in this division. And he's got to be on point. He's got to be switched on because Ryan Spann's pretty lethal and he's very quick. It's going to be a good fight. Enjoy. See you next time.